Hello, and welcome to episode 39 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. We have an all levels class for you today, some juicy yin, some deep twisting. I do hope you love it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your energy out there. Please do get in touch. You can email me. I'm at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. And you can look at photos of the postures or connect with me in different ways by visiting sunroseyoga.com. Enjoy this practice, my dears. Namaste. Begin by bringing yourself to a beautiful seat. A seat where the base of the spine can connect with the earth. And where you are free to lengthen, free to take up space. And so today's practice is inspired by non-attachment. Vairagya in Sanskrit. So I've been talking about this quite a bit with my students in real life and how I think that non-attachment gets kind of a bad rap, if you will, because folks seem to think that non-attachment means not caring about things or not wanting things to be, not aspiring towards anything. And this is not the case. And I feel like a wonderful way for us to maybe deepen our exploration or our understanding of non-attachment is to think about the weather, something that in Seattle we talk about quite a bit right now. It's been very cold and rainy, which is not the norm for June, and we want June to be a certain way, and when the weather doesn't conform, we have certain thoughts about that. And so, non-attachment and the weather. The weather is what it is. It's rainy. It's low 60s. Whether I'm happy about it or whether I'm sad about it, it is what it is. And non-attachment is about not pinning our joy, our inner light, to any sort of external outcome, any external circumstance. So keeping that in context of the weather, non-attachment is about finding the joy in 60 degrees and rainy. Connecting with the inner light in 60 degrees and rainy, in 40 degrees and rainy, or 70 degrees and sunny. Finding the unchanging joy that exists regardless of our circumstance. So I'll begin today our practice with a quote from Aldous Huxley. Experience is not what happens to a man. It is what a man does to what happens to him. And that sort of goes along this line of non-attachment. It also has a fair amount to do with karma. And that is, it is what it is, and how we carry ourselves, how we connect within that reality. That is the yoga, that is the beauty, that is the work that we practice every day. So let's gently bring the hands to the heart center. Breathing in fully, taking up space. Maybe expanding beyond your present idea of what joy is, expanding beyond that. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart, surrendering to that new space. We'll slowly begin to make our way to hands and knees, chakra vikasana, table pose. And we'll begin to just make some beautiful movements with the body here on hands and knees. Maybe begin to lower one shoulder, lower the other shoulder, making circles that way, lowering down and rising up, circling the upper back, circling the upper spine. And then let's get the hips in on that action, maybe drawing them back in space, drawing them forward, letting them drop down toward the heels, and moving like that in a way that honors the space that you're in, that acknowledges the reality of the body, that acknowledges the beauty of this body, but also honors that we are more than this body. Maybe switching directions if you've been moving in one direction only. Connecting deeply to the hips, noticing what's happening deep in the hips as we move in this way, connecting with the low, the mid, the upper back. Coming back to center, let's bring our wrists right beneath the shoulders, bringing the index fingers toward parallel. Bring the knees directly below the hips. And as you breathe in, lengthen from seat to crown, perhaps tucking the tailbone ever so slightly. And with your breath out, let the hips drop back toward your heels, maybe resting the bum on the heels. Let the forehead drop down toward the earth and slowly begin to shift the weight from left to right, softening in the space between the shoulder blades, softening into the back of the lungs, maybe rocking the head from side to side, so bringing some softness to the neck and to the jaw. And spread the fingertips wide. And as you breathe in, use your fingers, use your hands to draw yourself up to table. Hands and knees, chakra vikasana. Curl the toes under. And as you exhale, let the hips float toward the sky. Downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Hips are high. We're connecting to the earth in that space between the thumb and the index finger, rooting down into that fleshy part of the hand. Move in a way that honors your body. If you'd like to bend one knee at a time and press into the opposite heel, do that. Maybe gaze under each armpit one at a time, honoring those spaces between the breaths, honoring the space that this body is taking up. And let's step the feet close together at the back of the mat, taking a full, beautiful breath here. Feel yourself lengthen from the crown of the head all the way out the tailbone. And then as you exhale, soften the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. As you breathe in, sweep the right leg up toward the sky, keeping the hips square toward the earth. Now we'll first flex the foot, so press back, shine out through the heel. And then we'll press out through the ball of the foot. So we're finding that beautiful spot that's between a flex and a point where the toes are drawing back toward your body and you're shining out through the ball of the foot. The entire sole is alive. Now we'll gently begin to let that right hip drop down toward the floor, keeping the leg lifted up in the air. Begin to draw the belly toward the left. So we're getting a beautiful stretch through that whole left side of the body, the whole left iliotibial band from your hip all the way down to the front of the shin bone. Maybe pointing the toes of the right foot to the left as well. Good. Let's take one more beautiful breath here, bringing ourselves back to regular old three-legged dog. And as you exhale, release the right foot to earth. As you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. Press out through the heels. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest to the earth. As you inhale, we'll just peel the heart forward and up. Pull the heart forward toward the hands and curl up gently to Cobra, Bhujangasana. Exhale, release down. Inhale, pull the heart toward the hands and curl up. Stay soft through the neck, soft through the jaw. Exhale, release down. Inhale, one more. Curl the heart forward and up. Peel it up off the floor. Exhale, release down. As you inhale, press your hands into the earth, rock the hips back toward the heels. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky, downward facing dog. Full breath in here as you lengthen the back of the neck. As you exhale, begin to press the thighs back toward the wall behind you. Step the feet together, please. As you breathe in, sweep that left leg up toward the sky, squaring the hips, squaring the belly, squaring the chest toward the earth, shining out through the ball of that left foot as you stay soft through the ribs, soft through the shoulders. Breathing in your purpose for this practice, connecting to that well of inner joy that exists within you, regardless of external circumstances. We'll again begin to turn that left hip under. So begin to point your belly to face the right. Let the left hip drop down. Maybe turn the toes to face the right. Beautiful stretch to the iliotibial band. Stay soft through the shoulders, soft through the ribs. As you breathe in, come back to center. Exhale, lower the left foot down to earth. As you breathe in, make your way to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. As you inhale, peel the heart up off the floor, Bhujangasana, Cobra Pose. Exhale, press the hands into the earth and let your hips rise up to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands, staying on the ball of the left foot, and if you'd like, lower the left knee to the earth. Beautiful lunge here. The inner left thigh is floating up toward the sky, so feel some buoyancy in that back leg. The right shin is vertical. Bring the hands to the heart. And as you breathe in, circle sweep the arms around and up overhead, smiling into your armpits, broadening through the collarbones and softening the shoulders away from the ears. As you breathe in, open the arms up wide as though you were hugging the sky. Exhale, twist to the right, keeping the arms wide. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, and twist left. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, reach the fingertips high to the sky. Exhale, sink into the pose. As you breathe in, reach the hands forward and down to earth. And as you breathe out, step back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Now with your in-breath, step the left foot forward between the hands, staying on the ball of the right foot, maybe even dropping that knee down to the earth, but keeping buoyancy in the inner right thigh. Left shin is vertical, hips square toward the front of the mat as you draw the base of the spine down toward the earth and shine out through the heart. Hands come to the heart, and as you breathe in, circle sweep the hands around and up overhead, and then soften the shoulders away from the ears. Shine out through the fingertips. As you breathe in, open the arms up wide as though you were hugging the sky. Exhale and twist to the left. Extend your wingspan. Inhale back to center. Exhale, twist right. Inhale back to center. As you exhale, reach your fingertips high to the sky. Beautiful. As you inhale, reach forward and down to earth. As you exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Allow the crown of the head to be heavy. Allow the spine to lengthen here from your seat all the way down to the crown of the head and beyond, allowing any tension to just drain out of the crown of the head. Perhaps grab opposite elbows here, maybe step the feet a bit wider. Maybe begin to shift your weight from left to right, swaying the upper body. Connecting with those spaces between the ribs. Maybe shift your weight between the toes and the heels and the balls of the feet and the heels. Coming to that space where the hips are stacked over the knees, are stacked over the ankles. Release your hands down to earth. As you breathe in, come up halfway, lengthen the spine from seat to crown, and as you exhale, fold. As you breathe in, come up halfway, lengthen the back of the neck, maybe roll the shoulders up and down, exhale, fold. One more inhale, up halfway, this time lift the toes and spread them, connect the four corners of the feet to the earth. And as you exhale, fold and soften the toes down to the earth. As you breathe in, connect those four corners of the feet to the earth. Let's rise up with strong legs. Sweep the arms around and up overhead, gazing up at the thumbs. Exhale, dive forward. Uttanasana. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step your right foot back about one leg's length behind you. Lower the right heel to the earth and bring the left forearm to the top of the left thigh. We'll begin by bringing the right hand to the right hip. And just take a moment here to lengthen your spine from its base all the way out to the crown of the head. Just gazing forward here, keeping a neutral neck. Pressing the outer edge of the right foot into the earth. Here in Parsva Konasana, if you'd like to begin to lower the left hand down toward the earth on the inside or outside edge of the left foot, being mindful of the knee. And then sweep the right arm around and up overhead if you'd like. Soften the right shoulder away from the ear. Good. We're lengthening the spine. Lengthening all the way beyond the crown of the head, but still we're keeping the shoulder blades plugged in. As you breathe in, root into those four corners of the feet. Keep your legs where they are, but bring the upper body up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Arms are out in T. We're gazing down the left fingertips. Still pressing into that pinky toe side of the right foot, allowing the spine to be perpendicular to the earth. As you breathe in, feel the spine lengthen. As you breathe out, soften the shoulders. Maybe settle in to that left leg a little more deeply. Good. Now, as you breathe in, bend your left elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh, and again, sweep your way back to Uttita Parsvakonasana, extended lateral angle. Now, from here, we'll bring both hands to the heart in Anjali Mudra. Maybe step the right foot just a little bit closer to the left. As you inhale, bring your upper body towards center so you're facing that left leg. And now, as you exhale, we'll twist to the left. Bring the right elbow to the outside edge of the left knee, gazing up over the left elbow to modify. Bring the right hand to the left thigh and bring the left hand to the left hip. Feel yourself lengthening on the in-breath. And as you breathe out, connect the right heel with the earth as you deepen this twist. Find a little softness through the mid-back. Relax your shoulders away from the ears. Beautiful. Connect with that vast well of joy within. Connect with the anchor deep in your belly. We'll inhale back to center. Reach your hands round, way up to the sky. Exhale, we'll sink in here. It's sort of a modified Vira 1. Inhale, reach the hands forward and down to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. We'll inhale to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. We'll bring our elbows directly underneath our shoulders, so you'll move them forward a little bit so that you're actually resting on your elbows, coming to Sphinx, the first of our passive back bends in this practice. We'll step the feet a little bit wider on the floor behind us and allow yourself to settle. Let your heart sink down. Let your awareness drop into the base of the spine. Let your breath drop into the low back of the lungs. Now, if this feels okay and you're not dealing with any low back injuries or residual low back troubles, we'll begin to walk the hands forward on the floor and take them a bit wider, spread them wide. Press the hands into the earth and straighten the elbows, coming to seal. Now, still, we're getting a nice massage of the low back as we push our hands into the floor. Here, we're pushing ourselves away from the floor. Still settle into that low back. Relax the belly. Relax through the booty. Relax that space between the shoulder blades. And breathe. As you exhale, lower the elbows back down to the earth if you've lifted them, and then walk the hands right underneath the shoulders. Step the feet back close together, and as you inhale, rock the hips back toward the heels. As you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float up toward the sky, downward facing dog. Maybe wiggle the hips from side to side. Connect with that low back, with the sacrum, those fused last few vertebrae. We brought our attention deep into that space. We massaged parts of the body that maybe we don't always reach. And let's soften. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. Lower the left heel to the earth. And bring the right forearm to the top of the right thigh and the left hand to the left hip. We're setting up for Parsvakonasana, second side. Press into that pinky toe side of the left foot as you really use the big muscles in that left leg. Scoop the tailbone ever so subtly as you spin the heart toward the sky. Now, if you'd like, stay here. You can sweep the left arm around and up overhead, reaching up overhead for the space where the earth and the sky meet, softening the shoulder away from the ear and perhaps lowering the right hand to the earth, perhaps not, maintaining the integrity of the spine no matter what you do. Let your inhalation lengthen you, let your inhalation expand you, and let your exhalation be a source of surrender. As you breathe in, root into the feet, rise up to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. Let that wingspan expand in every direction. Let the heart lift. Let the shoulder blades expand. Let your fingertips shine. As you inhale, bend the right elbow, drop that right forearm to the top of the thigh, and exhale, sweep the left arm around and up overhead, coming back to Parsva Konasana. Good, now we'll bring the hands to our heart and perhaps step the left foot just a little bit closer in to the right. Just shorten our stance a bit. We'll inhale and turn our face, turn our heart, turn our upper body to face the front of the room, to face the right knee. And as you exhale, begin to twist to the right, placing the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee, gazing up over the right shoulder, or again modifying by bringing the left hand to the right thigh, and maybe bringing the right hand to the right hip, feeling the spine lengthen as you breathe in, deepening the twist, deepening the connection as you breathe out, really rooting into that left heel, staying soft through the toes. Inhale back to center. Exhale, reach the fingertips high to the sky. As you inhale, reach your hands forward and down to earth. Exhale, downward facing dog. Again, moving the hips from side to side, beginning to connect to that low back again. And as you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. As you breathe out, step the left foot forward. Uttanasana. As you breathe in, come up halfway. As you breathe out, fold. As you breathe in, root down into your feet, rise up to standing, sweep the arms up toward the sky. And as you breathe out, bring your hands to your heart. We'll shift our weight into the right foot, finding our balance there. Maybe lifting the toes and spreading them. Let's turn the left knee out to the left, and when you've found your balance and found your gaze, your drishti, bring the sole of that left foot to the inside edge of the right leg at ankle, calf, or thigh, whatever works. Vrikshasana, tree pose. We'll bring our hands to the heart. And as the balance is ready, perhaps extend them up toward the sky, maybe even opening them wide toward the sky. Let your breath fill you. Let your light shine out through the fingertips. As you breathe in, bring the hands to the heart. Turn the left knee to face forward. And as you breathe out, hinge from the hips, extend that left leg behind you, squaring the hips toward the floor, and extend your upper body forward so you're making a T with the earth, Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Feel that buoyancy in the left inner thigh shine out through the ball of the left foot. Let's inhale and hinge back up to standing. And exhale, release the hands. Give the right foot a break. And we'll shift our awareness to the left foot. Perhaps lift the toes and spread them. When you found your balance, turn the right knee out to the right and bring the sole of the right foot to the inside edge of the left leg. And again, connect. Feel yourself connect with the earth through the four corners of the feet, the brain of the pose in that left foot. Feel the arch lift away from the earth. Deliciously. Extending out through the fingertips. And then inhaling the hands back to the heart. Turn the right knee forward. As you exhale, hinge from the hips. Extend out through the crown of the head and extend the right leg behind you in space. Hips are square to the earth. Shining out through the ball of that right foot. Slowly inhale, unhinge. And exhale, release the hands. Give your ankles a break. Come back to the top of the mat. We'll inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, dive forward with strong legs. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back. Exhale, step the left foot back, downward facing dog. We'll inhale the knees to the earth. We'll bring the feet together and we'll bring the knees out wide, preparing for saddle pose, which we'll be holding for a bit. You may wish to place a blanket under the knees and one or two blocks or a pillow behind you. This is a wide-kneed yin version of Supta Virasana, reclined hero pose. Well, so we'll have the knees separated and we'll begin to walk ourselves back. Coming down onto the elbows or onto your block, connecting with the front of the legs. The low back is in an exaggerated arch here, so there's no need to tuck the tailbone under. Just allow yourself to be free. Connecting with the entire front of the body. Connecting with what is. Letting the breath move in through the nostrils. Circulating prana, circulating life force into each of your cells, each of your tissues. Each and every organ. And we'll bring our hands to our sides. Press the fingertips into the earth. Engage your belly and slowly begin to press yourself back up. Let the chin drop toward the chest. Good. We'll come back to all fours, hands and knees, maybe moving our blanket or blocks out of the way. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. And bring the hands to the low back, clasping them, resting the hands on the sacrum. And then as you inhale, drawing the hands up toward the sky, maybe pressing the palms together. Exhale, softening the shoulders away from the ears. Inhale, lifting the hips up off the heels, rolling onto the crown of the head, drawing the hands toward the sky. Exhale,
exhale, softening through the shoulders. As you inhale, letting the hips drop back toward the heels. And as you exhale, resting the clasped hands on the low back once again. Inhale, releasing the hands. And just rocking from side to side here. Today we'll be practicing Shirshasana 2, or the tripod headstand. So we'll bring ourselves to a place where that feels right, either against the wall or in the middle of the room if you're at that point. And we'll come to table Chakravakasana and then walk the hands back toward the knees as you lower the head, the very crown of the head, down toward the earth. And the hands are about as wide as the knees, which are about as wide as the hips. Connecting the hands firmly into the earth and dropping the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. One knee at a time, lifting the knees to the tops of the elbows and just taking a moment here to reconnect, dropping the tops of the shoulders away from the ears, connecting the hands with the earth. Maybe staying here or extending one leg straight up toward the sky or extending the legs so that the feet drop back behind the legs, so that the feet drop back toward the bum, keeping the knees bent before extending the legs one at a time up toward the sky. Keeping that smooth, steady breath. Noticing the movements in the body. Noticing whatever comes up. Letting your shine, your light shine out through the toes, through the spaces between the toes, keeping the face soft. We'll lower one knee down to the elbow, and then the other knee down to the elbow. Let the feet come to the earth. Softly rock the hips back toward the heels, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Just breathing into the low back. We'll slowly begin to walk ourselves up, one breath at a time, pressing up onto the heels. Lower the seat down to the earth. Bring the soles of the feet together, creating a diamond between the heels, the knees, and the pelvis. Maybe taking hold of the fronts of the feet. Inhale, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, draw the heart toward the feet, keeping the spine long. When you reach your edge, that space where the spine is still straight, but where you start to feel this in the inner and outer hips, stop pushing and just allow gravity to take over. Let your head become heavy. Let your chest become heavy. Let your belly become heavy. Let any tension just drain out of the crown of the head. Let the tops of the shoulders just soften. Let the shoulder blades soften. Let the soles of the feet soften. Let your thoughts soften. We'll slowly begin to walk ourselves back up to a seat, using the hands to support you. We'll again use either a blanket, a block, or a firm pillow. As we extend the legs out onto the floor, place that block or that pillow or that blanket right underneath the heart, the back of the heart. We'll lower the upper body down onto the earth, onto that block, so that your heart is at the highest point. Then allow the head to drop back for supported Matsyasana, supported fish. can either leave the arms at your sides, bring them out to T, or extend them up overhead and hold opposite elbows with your hands. Let your heart be open here. Let your breath come in to the front of the body. Let it settle into that space. Feel the curve of the spine. Let your heart be open to all that is, softening the thoughts, softening the what-ifs, settling into this space. And we'll slowly just roll slightly to one side, resting on the elbow and moving whatever is underneath your back out from under you, coming all the way down to the earth. Draw the knees in toward the chest, rocking from side to side, connecting with the low back. And then one foot at a time, releasing the feet to the floor, bringing them close into the bum. So there's a deep bend of the knees. Feet are about hip-width distance apart. Lift the toes and spread them. Connect them with the earth. Now as you breathe in, press the feet into the earth as you lift up through the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Letting the shoulders surrender to the earth. Letting the feet surrender to the earth. Turning the palms to face the sky. So here we're coming into the front of the body. So relax the bum, relax the big muscles in the backs of the legs and come into the front of your legs. Maybe press the toes into the floor a little more readily. Feel yourself expand with the in-breath, surrender with the out-breath. Coming way up onto the tippy toes. With your next exhalation, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. And again, draw the knees in toward the chest. Keeping your left foot on the floor. Extend the right foot up toward the sky and interlace your hands behind the right thigh. Press that thigh into the hands. Press the shoulders into the earth and feel the lumbar curve pronounce itself. Feel your mid to low back curve away from the earth. Now if it feels right, extend that left leg out onto the floor. Now we'll begin to press the left thigh into the earth, activating the left hip. Beautiful. As you breathe in, expand. As you breathe out, surrender. Now slowly begin to ease your grasp on the back of your leg and draw the right knee into the chest. Hug the top of the right knee as you continue to press the back of the left thigh into the earth. As you breathe in, really, really hug that knee into the chest. As you breathe out, lift your nose toward your knee. As you breathe in, release the head back down to earth. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on the left, on the right knee. Bring the sole of the right foot to the floor. Interlace your hands behind the left thigh and extend that left foot up toward the sky. Really press that left thigh into the hands. Pressing that leg away from you. And then if it feels right, extend that right leg out onto the floor. Pressing the thigh into the earth. Coming into the right hip. softly ease your grasp on the back of the left thigh and draw the knee in toward the chest and catch the top of the knee with the hands. As you breathe in, draw your knee to your chest. As you breathe out, lift your nose toward your knee. As you breathe in, release the head back down to earth. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on the knee. We'll make any last adjustments to the body, last adjustments to the wardrobe before making our way to the pose of final rest, Shavasana, where the legs are extended one at a time out onto the floor. The palms are turned to face the sky, and the body comes to a place of peace. Allow yourself to come to a place of no effort, no muscle, and simply allow these words to wash over you. I embrace my current reality and acknowledge its gifts. I surrender, if only, agendas for happiness. I find happiness and peace in my current circumstances. I allow goodness to flow to me in every time and in every place. I am open to receiving good from any and all sources at any and all moments. I am alert for my good, and I enjoy its many disguised and various forms. We'll begin to bring awareness back into the body, from the tips of the toes to the eyelids to the earlobes. Deepen the breath, bringing movement to the body as you do so. Bring movement to the hands and to the feet. Softly move the head from side to side. Draw the knees to the chest and rock from side to side. Roll to your favorite side, taking a moment here to connect with that well of happiness and peace that exists within you. Knowing that your inner light, your inner joy is always on, no matter the circumstances outside of you. And you can begin to come back to this space simply by turning your attention to the breath anytime you wish to reconnect with your inner joy, your inner light. Now, as you are ready, slowly bring yourself back to a nice tall seat. Bring your hands to your heart. Connect with that inner light, that warmth, that radiance just above the belly, just around the navel. Allow it to flow through each and every part of your body, to radiate out of your body. As a reminder of that peace, that joy that is yours to both give and receive whenever you like, whenever you need. Thank you so much for sharing this practice. I wish you infinite connection with that inner peace, that inner joy on your path.
until we meet again, and always, Namaste. The reading in this class is from Heart Steps by Julia Cameron.